Remembrance Day is this Sunday, and often November 11 is a time to reflect on the toll that war takes on those who serve in Australia's armed forces. For some, the trauma doesn't end once they leave. The transition back to civilian life is often marred by depression, panic attacks and post-traumatic stress. New research reveals young veterans who've left the force early in their career are particularly susceptible. There are calls from mental health professionals for the government to employ a more targeted approach to help the vulnerable out of the military. Louise Creeley has the story.
Sam is a young ex-serviceman who had a hard time moving from military to civilian life.
I joined the army quite young. It was really all I knew.
He was struggling as he made a new life, but had difficulty asking for the help he needed.
You don't want to be the guy that puts his hand up and goes, oh, well, I've got an injury that you can't see, and you've got to take my word for it that it's there.
Sam's experience isn't uncommon. A new report out today, co-authored by the Centre for Youth Mental Health Origin and the Centre for Post-Traumatic Mental Health Phoenix Australia, reveals young people who leave the military with less than 4 years of active service are at increased risk of depression, panic attacks and alcohol abuse, and they're twice as likely to die by suicide than young Australians in the general community. Nicole Sadler is the Director of Military High-Risk Organisations at Phoenix Australia.
So what we found is that, in fact, there's a lot of services which are available from Defence and Department of Veterans Affairs and ex-service organisations. However, young people are not necessarily great at tapping into those services. And in fact, they probably need more assistance and guidance to find the services that they need.
Professor Ian Hickey is the co-director of health and policy at the University of Sydney's Brain and Mind Centre. He says this new research is consistent with studies done by Defence and Veterans Affairs themselves.
Well, we now have clear evidence that the point of greatest risk for young veterans is that point at which they transition from being in the Defence Forces to return to civilian life. What we don't have in place is the appropriate mental health services, employment services and social support services for them and their families to make that transition successfully. So consistent with the recommendations of this report, what we must do urgently is have those services in place at the point that young veterans who have served this country make that transition back to civilian life. And so we just really have to change what we've done in the past, not wait until people are in trouble.
Professor Hickey, who's recently retired as the country's National Mental Health Commissioner, says the time for just talking about supporting young veterans is over.
I am confident that the Department of Veterans Affairs needs to make these changes. The Department of Veterans Affairs is very serious. They need the support from Defence. So before a person leaves, Defence has to be really serious about supporting the successful transition. We do not need more reports. It is time for government action to enact the recommendations of several reports of the National Mental Health Commission, of the Department of Veterans Affairs. We must get serious to actually put the supports in place now. We have had a group of young veterans who have served this nation over the last decade, and they will now transition out of defence into Veterans Affairs, into the community. Now is the time for serious action and investment. Health, mental health, employment, family support.
That's Professor Ian Hickey ending that report by Louise Creeley. And AM contacted the Minister for Veterans Affairs and Defence Personnel, Darren Chester, for comment, but he was unavailable.